If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the blessings of God during the days of the summer. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and truly we've experienced it during the first month. Last month, the month of June, was an outstanding month in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church, and every Sunday the Lord saved souls and added people to our church family. We're rejoicing in the revival spirit that prevails in every phase of the ministry of our church. As we begin the month of July, today we observe God and Country Day. All over America, during this weekend, people will be celebrating the 4th of July. I can think of no better way to celebrate this holiday than to be in the house of God. The one freedom that is basic among all the freedoms enjoyed by Americans is the freedom of worship. If we lose the freedom of worship, we've lost everything. America was founded on the principle that men could worship God according to the dictates of their own heart. The Constitution of the United States of America guarantees every American that freedom. So I would say to you today, if you want to honor God and your country, be in church today. Give God first place. Thank God for a nation where we can preach the gospel. Thank God for a nation where we have freedoms of speech and freedoms of worship and these things that we hold dear, things for which men have given their lives down through the years. So we here at Worth Baptist Church, celebrating God and Country Day, invite you to share with us in our services on this Lord's Day. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school is the Bible, the Word of God. Our lesson today continues in our studies in the book of Hebrews. Our lesson today is in Hebrews chapter 12, the great cloud of witnesses. Let me invite you and your family to spend this day with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, the Sunday school hour is 10. The morning worship hour is 11, and the evening worship hour is 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind, and we're looking forward to enjoying a wonderful day. As we begin the month of July, we emphasize praying, because July is prayer month at Worth Baptist Church. And you folks who are listening who are unrelated to Worth Baptist Church, you'll be glad to know that every day during the month of July, we will have our members praying one for another. Every member has been assigned another member, and each member will pray for another member every day during the month of July. We invite you to join with us in prayer. You might want to choose your own person for whom you would like to pray. Surely you want to pray for your nation, for the president, the congressman. They need our prayers. Washington is corrupt today, and America needs a prayer meeting and a revival that will turn us back to God. So we want to include you, every radio listener, in our month of prayer. Could I ask you, pray for your pastor during these days. Pray for your church and your fellow church members. Pray for this broadcast. Pray that God will use it during July and in the months to come to bring many people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, July is prayer month, and summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Our theme for this year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. In the fall of this year, we will enter our new facilities, now under construction at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. And then, we also want to remind you that you can enjoy the services of Worth Baptist Church by tape if you cannot attend. All of the services, every message, including the Sunday school lessons on Sunday, the Wednesday night services, the Sunday morning and Sunday evening services, all of these are recorded on cassette tape. We would be more than happy to send you a cassette tape of any Sunday services or any Wednesday night or of Worth Baptist Hour. And all you need to do is to write. We'll send it to you free and postage paid. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. In the meantime, on this God and Country Day, July 3rd, 1977, we would be happy to have you and your family share with us the blessings of God in Sunday school and in worship here at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Be our guest today. Honor your country and worship God on God and Country Day with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember again, our address is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we shall look forward to greeting you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Revival on Mount Carmel. I shall read from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. I will read beginning at verse 36 and read through verse 39. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for God and Country Day. We thank Thee that Thou art God, and beside Thee there is none other. We thank Thee for the United States of America, for our freedom, especially for our freedom of worship. And I pray that men all over this nation today would gather with their families in churches to honor Thee and to honor our great country. I pray that Thou wouldst bless every radio listener today. May this message challenge and thrill the hearts of those who hear it. May souls come to know Jesus Christ, and may revival be experienced in our day. We pray for our president, for the congressman, for the Supreme Court members, for our governors, for our mayors, for our own city of Fort Worth. I pray that this great spiritual awakening and spiritual explosion would begin right here in our city, and may it spread across the nation and around the world. Bless our senior citizens, those who are shut in and sick, in the hospitals, in the rest homes, wherever they are today. Bless that man in his place of business. Right now, dear God, give him encouragement. He's almost ready to give up. I pray that you'd encourage him. That young man, that young woman, that family, dear God, that's in dire need today, I pray, O God, as they listen to this broadcast, that the Holy Spirit would bless them. Some who have tragedy and troubles and problems in their homes, experiencing the loss of loved ones this week, experiencing serious surgeries and serious problems, I pray, dear God, please answer the prayer and grant every request and move in our hearts today through this message is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, at verse number 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and that I have done all these things at Thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. the Lord, He is the God. This is the story of revival on Mount Carmel. It happened a long time ago, but the principles of this revival meeting are still good today. I believe more than ever before that the United States of America needs a revival, and we are praying that across the nation today, while men celebrate today and tomorrow, the 4th of July, the Declaration of our Independence, that we might all remember that God has made possible the greatness of America. My friend, you have the privilege of listening to this broadcast because we have freedom in America, and this freedom is God-given, God-ordained, and God-sustained. We need revival in America today. My text shows us how we can have revival, and I believe if we will apply the principles that are laid down in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah and the confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel in the long ago, that we in America in 1977 can experience revival. Now these are difficult days, but God is the same. God never changes. In the history of revivals, one thing stands out above all else, and that is this: that revival comes only after God's people meet God's condition. The story in the text that I've read you is the account of God's prophet Elijah bringing Israel, God's people, to meet certain conditions. Let's observe what Elijah did and how God used him as an instrument of revival and spiritual renewal in the days of Israel's history. Revival on Mount Carmel, and revival can come to America if we meet God's conditions. First of all, Elijah rebuked the people of God for the sin of backsliding. Listen to what he said in verse 18. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Israel was at its lowest end. King Ahab was the vilest, most wicked king that Israel ever knew. His wife Jezebel was the most wicked woman the Bible has any record of. America is in a spiritual decline today. Oh, I know that we read occasionally that this group or that group is increasing in members. But taking it as a whole, in the entire United States of America, spiritual things are on the decline. There's moral degeneracy, there's sex perversion, homosexuality, crime, dope, alcohol. All of these characterize the fiber of America, and America needs a revival, just as Israel did in the long ago. And I believe there are sure signs of God's people backsliding. Let me share three of them with you. First, a sure sign of backsliding is when you disobey God's holy word. The Bible is the Word of God, and when we disobey the commandments of God, we are surely in a backslidden condition. My friend, if you have not kept the precepts of God as a born-again believer, if you have disobeyed God's commandment, then you're backslidden. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. A second sign of backsliding is a desecration of God's day. Now, here's a shameful note. All over America today, in the name of independence and freedom, many Christians will turn God's holy day into a holiday and desecrate the day of God. And because of it, God's judgment is upon America. I believe we should come back to the time when we respect with awe and reverence the day of God. This is God's day, and God demands and deserves your allegiance and your loyalty to His house, to His cause, to His Son, and to His Word on His day. Don't desecrate God's day today. A third sign of backsliding is a disregard for God's will. Any time that you don't consider God's will in any movement that you make, any decision that you make, moving across town, changing jobs, getting married, whatever, every decision that you make must be in the will of God if you're going to please God. And if you're disregarding God's will, it is a sure sign that you are backsliding. And what we need in the pulpits of America today are preachers who are not ashamed nor afraid to call sin by its name. Homosexuality is a sin. Adultery is a sin. Lying is a sin. Cheating is a sin. And God is going to judge this great nation, America, for these sins. And the trouble lies at the homes and at the doors of so-called church members, Christians who will desecrate the day of God and disregard spiritual things on this very day, the 3rd of July, 1977. Yes, we need revival because America is backslidden. The second thing that Elijah did, Elijah reproved the people of God for their divided loyalty. Listen to verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long will ye halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. And if Baal, then follow him. Beloved, the time has come when we need to do away with a divided loyalty. Many Christians are somewhat loyal to God, but they're loyal to the world and loyal to cults and loyal to the charismatic movement and loyal to all of the isms and schisms that come along and loyal to the world and loyal to the devil. My friend, you cannot be loyal to both. You must either serve God or serve mammon. Jesus Christ said, No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will despise the one and cleave to the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So many people today have just enough religion to make them miserable. They have just enough that they can't enjoy the world, and they don't have enough to really enjoy the church, and that's a miserable state, and many people are in it today. The Apostle Paul said, There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You cannot hold on to the world and hold on to God at the same time. You cannot go on with divided loyalties. You need to come out today and make your stand either for the world or for Christ. And quit straddling the fence and trying to be both at one time. You're either right with God or wrong with God. You're either giving your allegiance and your loyalty and your love to Jesus Christ, or you're giving it to someone else. And Elijah rebuked the people of God for their divided loyalty. Observe with me that Baal's support included the king, the queen, and most of the people in Israel. God only had one prophet, Elijah. But remember this, God plus one always equals a majority. If you have God, then you're in the majority. I don't care if you're standing alone in your fight today. And some of you are. Some of you wives are standing alone. Some of you mothers are standing alone. Some of you daddies are standing alone. Some of you young people are standing alone. All the rest of the family is going the way of the world, and you're in it alone, and you're standing by yourself. But wait, you and God equal a majority, and you are going to win. Thank God for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, knowing that God plus one equals a majority. Then the third thing that Elijah did, and this is the crux of the whole matter. Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been broken down. Listen to the words of verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. If America needs anything today, America needs to repair the altar of prayer. Notice the Bible says he repaired the altar of the Lord. He didn't build a new altar. He didn't institute a new religion. We don't need a new religion. We need the old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. As the song has it, it makes the Methodist love the Baptist, and it's good enough for me. It makes us love each other. It was good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for our fathers and our mothers, and it's good enough for me. It will do when I am dying, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. I repeat, we don't need a new religion. We need a return to the ancient path. We don't need a new Bible either, my friend. The Bible does not need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. Yes, we need to repair the altars that are broken down. Elijah did, and then he prayed. and the fire from God fell out of heaven. And the sacrifice was consumed, and the trench, and the stones, and even the water was licked up by fire. Note this, we use water to put out fire. God used fire to lick up water. What a miracle, and God is still performing miracles today. Elijah did all of this for two reasons. He had two objectives in mind. Number one, to glorify God, and number two, to institute a revival. And this is what we need to do today. First, glorify God, and then we'll have an old-fashioned, heaven-sent revival. My footnote is a verse of Scripture. It's our revival text. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. And this is the way it reads. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. God wants to bring revival to your heart. Will you not just now buy your radio, get down on your knees if you can. If you can't, maybe you're lying in bed. Just close your eyes and pray. God, send a revival and begin that work in me. May God bless you as you do it right now. And let me remind you once again that we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like a free cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, all you have to do is write and ask for it. It'll come to you free and postage paid. Simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And we shall look forward to greeting you today in the services of Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.